You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now on RNIB Connect Radio to talk our beloved canine guide companions. As always in Guide Dog Blogs today, we're talking about taking our guide dogs to various events, whether it's plays, whether it's concerts, whether it's comedy gigs or anything else in between. Today we're hearing about Yang because Izzy McGrath is back with us. Izzy, thank you for coming back on.
Cool. Thanks for asking me, as always.
So let's talk about Yang here. So you've taken Yang to theatre plays. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of the event you've taken Yang to?
I've got a good memory of one of them. We're actually regular attenders of what is called Play Pie in a Pint here in Scotland. And basically it's a kind of like, it's a short play that's put on at lunchtime. And it's written by local sort of writers, artists. And you can go there for like 1 hour, a good price, and you get a Scotch pie, or you can get a pint or a glass of wine or a vegetarian option of a pie, you know. So it's just a great thing, great fun thing to do where you can go there for maybe just an hour at lunchtime. Yang and I go to these things regularly, but in particular, one play sticks out in my mind. So we'd made our way up the busy thoroughfare as always, you know, and we got to where the concert takes place. These guys are great, Hubert, by the way, because, you know, I think because now I go regularly or, you know, quite a lot, they're always looking out for us and they always make sure that we get in first, right? Because it's great just to settle the dog down, get the harness off, go and get your Scotch pie, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'd met a friend there this day and we went down. They let us in early as well, which also was fantastic. So we'd gone down and we settled down and got the harness off, you know, and what I didn't realise was, until my friend had pointed out, is the stage was actually level, it's really low. So Yang can actually watch the action. So we're in the front row, staring straight over the stage. Yang was sort of sitting up, and I thought, oh, well, I'll just leave her to enjoy herself. So we got our Scotch pies, and we're eating them, and then the play starts, right? But a friend had already explained to me that there's almost like a tripod position. So in one corner, to the left, there was a big grand piano. So setting the scene for me, if you like. And then in the right corner, there was a kind of panel as if, you know, somewhere in the play, there would be a sort of interview or something to take place. And then right in front of me, Hubert, I'm sure you will agree, the evil spirit called Deliveroo, right, sitting on the stage. And the point of it was that the girl who was the character in this was trying to make ends meet because she was a musician. And she was trying to meet by being a delivery driver. We settled down and the lights dim and the concert starts, or rather the play starts. And do you ever get a sense with your dog, right? Because I was scratching the top of her head and I realised she was watching the play, right? So she was kind of like moving her head to the left and you sort of went with her. Like, okay, the action's over there, you know. And then she was moving her head to the right. Okay, the action's over there, and then she was moving to the middle, and then she was going from left to right. And by that time, I'd realised that I knew the character was on the delivery. So I had my own personal like location device. So she was going from left to right, moving left, ping ponging, all this kind of stuff. But anyway, she got a bit bored of that and decided to settle down. Right, and I thought, thank God for that, because she was sort of distracting me a wee bit, you know. So she settled down and she went into still mode again, another like sense, like, right, there's something not quite right about this settling down, because Yang's actually a very fidgety dog, as I said already, you know, way too still for my liking, you know. I put my hand down and she seemed fine, she was breathing softly, you know. And then my friend leaned over and whispered and said, I have never seen Yang's tongue out that far. She was underneath, and there was a plate that had been put down behind the chair by the woman behind me.
And oh, dear.
Licking all the tomato ketchup off the rim of the plate, you know.
I was going to ask, did Yang get some of the food?
Oh, she did. Stealthily, shall we say. So she settled by down towards the concert, and my friend had asked the lady to move the plate. She was very apologetic. Oh, I never even thought, you know, move the plate. That was fine. Back to watching the concert, though, left, right, in the middle, you know. and moving around. And all. And I was actually really enjoying it for that, because in many ways, as I've often said, I'm actually a deaf-blind person. So it was actually quite nice for her to give me sound direction and place where the characters were. So again, another useful point for the deafblind community, opera singer. Because as I said already, it was about a musician, you know. And of course, she came to the centre of the stage. And the reason I know that is because Yang was looking at her. And she started to sort of sing a beautiful, absolutely beautiful aria. And she was singing away. But Hubert, I don't think I've told you, but I'm a flautist, right? And if I play the flute very high pitch, Yang joins in.
I was going to ask, did Yang sing along?
Oh, yes, she sang along. I actually had to kind of manage it a bit, because I know what she's like, because when I play the flute, I've actually got to get her to leave the room because I can't concentrate for how good, and it builds up into this like crescendo of a howl. Woo! She started to build up and I could feel it in her chest, and I'm going, please, Yang. Don't, please just don't howl, whatever you do, you know. So I had a biscuit and I stuffed animals, you know, and then I was tickling her nose to make her kind of go, and then eventually I put my hand just gently over the muzzle. Anyway, we got through it, and my friend was beside herself. She just thought it was hilarious. So we
staggered. I would have liked to see Yang on the stage with the band.
Well, honestly, she's a massive, big personality. I love her to bits because, you know, we came out of that play, my friend said to me, you know, I was more entertained by your dog than I was for what was happening on the play. And I said, yep, pretty much. So there you go. That was actually one of my many experiences of going to play, and in this case, play Pie and a Pint here in Scotland. And it was absolutely, it was great, fantastic. You know, other times she settles down. I think it just depends what's happening on the stage, but this one just caught attention, you know. So there you go.
I like that Yang got to have some of the food and also got to sing along as well. Love that story. Izzy, thank you very much as always for telling us a very entertaining story. If Yang ever does go to another musical event and sings along, do make sure to come back. But yeah, for now, Izzy McGrath, thank you very much for joining us here on Guide Dog Blogs on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.